Chapter 20. It's about time. Is it wrong that I'm relieved they're gone? Miri asks. The three of us are sprawled across the living room couch. Miri's head is resting on one end, mine is on the other, and our feet are meeting in the middle on our mother's legs. I love my feet. I also love my legs, and my head, and my ocean hair, and every single part of me that is mine, mine, mine. They were a little overbearing, my mom says. I have to admit that I'm relieved, too. You girls should appreciate how lucky you are that you get along so well. My sister's eyes meet mine over our mother.
We do, she says. Nothing will ever come between us again.
New household rule, I say. Miri will never worry that our family doesn't care about her.
Accepted.
Good one, says my mom.
New household rule, says Miri. Rachel will never take her sister for granted again.
Or her mother, my mom adds. Accepted, I say. I will also never complain about how much my life sucks. In fact, I am no longer allowed to complain at all. Especially now that you've got game, my mom says, giving me one of her big freakish winks. I wink back. You mean since I've got Glinda? To illustrate my point, I zap us up 3 cups of hot chocolate. My mom rubs her knuckles against the inside of my foot, making me giggle. So tell me, Rachel, how exactly did your magic get so good when you weren't supposed to be practicing at camp?
La la la.
Distraction, quick. Oh my God, Mom, did I tell you that I finally learned to swim?
It's true,
Miri says, reading the SOS signal in my expression. Isn't that exciting? And I learned to play tennis. I also learned to pee in the woods, I add. My mom laughs. You can pretend that Rachel didn't use her powers during the summer all you want, girls. I won't call you on it.
Phew.
She stretches out her arms and pats our heads. But I'm glad you brought up these new rules, because I'm going to spend the rest of the year enforcing them.
I guess I walked right into that one.
No problem, Mom. Rule away. But I need to know where you stand on one particular issue immediately.
Oh, yeah? Which one? Homework spells, zapping up cupcakes, broom flying?
No, I say with a smile. Boyfriends. First, we call my dad's house.
Are you both on the phone?
He asks. Miri's right beside me, I say.
Hold on. Let me get Jennifer.
There's a pause and muffled noise, and then,
we have news,
my dad and Jennifer say simultaneously.
We're pregnant.
Miri and I stare at each other, and I can see the kaleidoscope of my emotions, the delight, the excitement, and the fear reflected in her face. Sure, we want a new sibling, and we're happy for them, but we can't help wondering how it'll affect our relationship with our dad. What if he doesn't have time for us anymore? What if he loves the new baby more than he loves us? What if I... Deep breath. Congrats, I murmur. Congrats, I repeat with more enthusiasm.
I can't believe it,
Miri says, shaking her head. Then she grins.
I hope it's a girl.
Me too. Would be a great excuse to break out those Barbies. Next, I call Tammy.
I missed you,
I shriek.
I missed you,
she shrieks.
I missed you more,
I shriek. After a half hour of discussing who missed whom more and making plans for the next day, I call Allison. I honestly don't know what came over me, she says. I found matches and a pack of cigarettes on my shelf, and I just took them to the bathroom and lit up. I have no excuse, no idea what I was thinking. I had a weird headache that day, and I guess it made me act crazy.
Did your parents ground you for life? I ask her guiltily.
Her getting kicked out of camp was indirectly my fault. At first, she says, but then my brother got me a volunteer job at the hospital and they started to loosen up.
How was that?
Amazing. The best job ever, she gushes. I'm sorry I haven't written, but they kept me so busy there. I got to help with all the patients, and you're not going to believe this, but I'm dating one of the other volunteers. He says he knows you. Jeffrey Zeigster? He went to JFK and was on student council last year. He's so smart and cute.
Smart? Yes. He was the only student council member chosen because of his GPA. Cute?
Well,
to each her own. I invite her to hang out with me and Tammy the next day. I just know they'll get along great. I'm about to make another call when Miri pops into my room.
Before you tie up the line, do you mind if I use it?
Sure. Wait a sec. Miri never uses the phone. Why? We already spoke to Dad. Her cheeks redden, and she fiddles with her fingers.
I was going to give Ariella a call. You know, from school. I thought I'd see if she wanted to get together. Maybe.
I am speechless.
Is that a dumb idea?
She asks, eyes wide with uncertainty. Actually, I say, struggling to keep my voice nonchalant while my insides scream, Go, Miri, go! I think it's a great idea. While Miri calls Ariella, I run to my mom's room and whisper to her about what's taking place.
Really?
She asks excitedly.
She's making a friend?
I shush her as Miri joins us.
Mom?
Miri asks.
Is it okay if I go to Ariella's apartment? Some of the girls in my class are there and...
Yes!
My mom quickly exclaims.
Yay!
I cheer.
You guys are so embarrassing, Miri says.
But the smile lighting up her face tells a different story. Finally, I call Raph. Hey, I say. What are you doing?
I was just about to call you.
Wahoo!
Want to come over tonight?
Sure. Around 9?
After he arrives and says hello to my mom and Miri, I take him up to the roof for some privacy. It's one of the best parts of the building. Its floor is tarmac, and it isn't fancy, but it has a great view of downtown, and at night, the city lights twinkle like stars in the sky.
Can you believe we're starting school in a few weeks?
He asks.
Honk.
Not really, I say, distracted. The scene is almost perfect, but something is missing.
Honk, honk.
He takes my hand.
The summer went by so fast. Honk, honk, honk.
Too fast, I say.
Do you ever think the honking sounds like music?
Raph asks.
Aha, music.
I close my eyes and make a wish. For the moment to be just right, serenade us with a song tonight. And then, as if from a loudspeaker in the sky, the beginning bars of Frank Sinatra's New York, New York ring through the late night air.
But for some reason, Sinatra is singing, Start spreading the news. I never said my spells were perfect.
If Raph is surprised to hear music suddenly floating through the sky, he doesn't let on. Not
Not that it's so unusual. After all, this is New York, the city that never sleeps. The city where dreams come true.
Dance with me,
he says. Finally. The spring fling, prom, the camp social. I've been waiting a long time for this moment. I'd be happy to, I say. He pulls me into his arms, but instead of dancing, he smiles and finally, finally kisses me. Really kisses me.
Wow,
he says, eyes widening.
That was amazing. Our best kiss ever.
Wow is right. I should hope so, I say, since this time it's really me. I pull him in for round two, and it's absolutely magical.